The conclusion is clear. Saddam Hussein continues to reject a diplomatic solution.
The Iraqi leadership must have no doubt that the 28 nations which have deployed forces to the Gulf have both the power and the will to evict Iraq from Kuwait.
We don't deal with these guys. Anyone can take over.
Don't let Hussein get the power.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun.
The loss of life of any of our children.
And we just heard, whoa, holy cow. That was a large airburst that we saw.
It's forever. It's total war. The kid gets blown away.
And they're scared. I'm scared. I'm scared because I have a brand new family back home.
Now you must be the thunder and lightning of Desert Storm. May God be with you.
I pray for their safety.
Who knows how long this will last? Come so far, so fast. Somewhere back there in the dust, that same small town in each of us. I need to remember this. So baby, give me just one kiss. Let me take a long last look.
Saudi pool to all member networks. We have wake-up call from Saddam. We have our first air raid of the evening.
We here at Ground Zero in Baghdad are going to be subjected to this repeated bombing.
You don't want to have to kill anybody. You've never done that in your life. When you roll in and you hit the button and you know people are going to die. And you say, well, you just... It's just the way it's got to be, you know, and you've got that emotion to worry about. You know, the fact that you may get hit and have to jump out and become a POW.
For the innocents caught in this conflict, I pray for their safety.